wholesalers ever have a limit to the credit they would give
you? Not to me, they didn't.
Did they ever limit the type of goods that you could get from them?
Yes, I would think I was telling you about that before, that I found out that all the time, even though I didn't have much money, I didn't buy much stock. Because the English again, and our mothers brought us up that way. Mum, if she wanted a washing machine, she never got it until she had the cash to buy it cash. See? Today, they're loaded up to the gills with all these things around, and the poor devils are in the soup. And right, they've put them, the manufacturers have put them in that soup. They like you to charge. And I don't think it's good, I don't know. Anyway, I'd get off there.
Well, I had asked you if Kelly Douglas limited
the
credit, and you said no, but there was something to do with the type of stock you were getting.
Oh, so when I'd been dealing with them for a number of years before 1930, I always paid cash. And that's a thing that a person, even today, should never do. Because if you're a cash payer, you don't get any quotas. Because cash, when they take the truck and put a cash deal on, it goes out, Harry Royal pays the cash, you see, and he doesn't create a credit. You follow?
Mm-hmm.
See? So that taught us a lot, though it hasn't taught me now, because I got a lot of money now and I pay cash for it, but it is a mistake.
You need to be in debt to get credit.
You do. You have to let them have you by the tail, you know, because they look after you better. Buy a car. And if you buy it, pay cash for it, and you go in and you want a tune-up or something like that. Gee, I don't think we can do it today, but if you owe them money, you see, if there's a payment coming in every month, they'd... Yeah, we'll get on to it right away, because that's money in their pocket.
So how did that affect you, buying from the wholesaler?
It suited me. Oh, they wouldn't give me it. Oh, they wouldn't give me raisins or sugar or things like that in the Second World War. And I went to bat with them, and I went to a meeting, and there's a big fat guy, I can't think of his name now, but he was the credit manager, see? You know, that's what they usually are, big fat guys. You can hardly sit in that chair like you're sitting in. And I said to him, called Mr. Brown, I can't think of his name, years ago. I said, Mr. Brown, I said, you know that I dealt with you for a number of years, always have dealt with Kelly Douglas. You know that, don't you? Yes, but you weren't. You paid cash, and a cash customer is different. We don't treat them the same way, you see? You know. Now, wait a minute. So I said, just a minute, I said, Mr. Brown, do you know where I'm at? Do you know where my business is? He says, yeah, out of Hastings Street. I said, just a minute now. Hastings Street's a long way. Whereabouts on Hastings Street? I know damn well I had him over a barrel, because he didn't even know where I was doing business, and I dealt with him for years. And he was a credit manager, and he should know, should he not? Even though I was paying cash. And he says, it's out where that car goes, the Twinneville we're talking, somewhere around about there. Yeah, I said, which side of the road am I on? Oh, he said, you're on that. The right-hand side going out to Port Moody. I said, you're wrong. I said, I'm on the other side. So that shows, Mr. Credit Manager, that you don't even know your customers, which you should know each and every one of them. And you know something? That shook them up, and I got it. I got all my quota goods then. So it was quota goods they give you, like war stuff, you know.
This is in the war.
Yeah, war. Yeah. You got sugar and you got raisins.
In the Depression, the early Depression years, did you have any trouble then?
Getting goods?
Yeah.
No?
No.
No.
Okay. Now, what pressure did you as merchants put on the municipal government to get repaid?
Well, the reeve, for the time to be there, and it was phrasing that.
Mm-hmm.
But I seemed to have proper head on me. I knew damn well that they'd always pay before. If they can't pay, they just can't pay, right? So if they're doing the best thing they can. So I never went to these meetings, but there was lots of businessmen around the Heights that went to and tried to force the issue. But what the hell? You can't get blood out of a stone.
Mm-hmm.
That's my answer there.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually it got to be enough.
How many other groceries were there around your area?
Just across the road. Eventually they built a little store across the road. Not built it. There was a house and they made a little store in the house. There wasn't many places there. There wasn't anything.
About the Japanese? You mentioned that they had stores.
Down at Boundary Road. And they were good people. And they did a nice business, and they were well thought of, too. We thought a lot of them. They were down at Boundary Road, and they stayed open late. They raised big families, and they eventually grew up to tend the store, you know. That we don't do them things, you see.
Go
ahead, Ross.
Well, so I'm just trying to think of where we're at here, where we're going to.
Get back into the store in the
30s. I'd like to get back to the store in the 30s.
Yeah.
The merchants are having their problems then getting the money for the script.
Yes.
And there was a complaint as well. From the relief officer in Burnaby, that there was racketeering and disobedience of instructions taking place by merchants. Recipients of relief were not obtaining full value for the script, and in some cases merchants were even adjusting the prices to their benefit.
They couldn't do that.
You don't think they could do that?
Don't see it. I don't remember anything like that happening.
Don't remember any problems.
You brought a strip for me for $6.
Mm-hmm.
You gave it to me, and there's my stuff all priced on the list, and you just go and take what there was. We never put it up. As a matter of fact, early days, not knowing too much about business, I was told, advised, that when I got an invoice, I would put 20% on it. See? You couldn't operate for 20%. See? I mean, you just make yourself a small, it's not much, 20%, because today the profits are so large. But 20%, and I extend my invoice 20%, and that's how I mark my goods up. And mind you, they were always larger than what Woodward's were, because Woodward's was the prime fella. Woodward's was the prime man to cut the price down. Safeways came along, of course, and they operate on, believe it or not, on 2.5%. But the volume.
Mm-hmm.